keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm David Oliver with 13 News. The investigation continues this morning into the death of a Kansas City, Kansas police officer. The KBI says 26-year-old officer Hunter Simonic died after a man intentionally rammed a vehicle into him following a car chase. That suspect, Dennis Mitchell, is now facing several charges, including first-degree murder. KDOT is warning drivers to be prepared for construction along I-70 in Junction City. KDOT says you should expect delays during busy travel times like weekends when K-State plays at home. That project goes through December. A Northeast Kansas community may have some of the best tasting water in our state. The Clinton Reservoir Water Treatment Plant in Lawrence earned top honors this week in a taste test competition at the Kansas chapter of the American Water Works Association Conference in Topeka. In the capital city, David Oliver, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 65. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, chance for storms. Lows level off around 61. Highs level off around 74. Tomorrow, chance of rain showers. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 60.
In agriculture, being precise and efficient makes all the difference in your operation, and your health deserves the same level of attention. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit brings robotic-assisted surgery to rural Kansas and Nebraska, offering smaller incisions, greater precision, and reduced downtime. From hernia repairs to gallbladder surgery, our skilled surgeons can reduce your downtime and get you back to what matters most. Call 785-738-9405 to schedule your surgical consultation today.
Coming up, it's Arcadia's KZDY Area Community Calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The Community Calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com.
The Beloit Seeking Serenity Al-Anon Group meets Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at Club 86. Check out the Solomon Valley Farmers Market from 4 to 6 at the Highway 24 Roadside Park in Beloit this week. And also, the Little Red Schoolhouse will be open, so head on out and check it out. The Natoma Citywide Garage Sales all day August 30th. And also in Natoma, there will be a co-ed softball tournament starting at 9 a.m. that day. And the evening will end with a street dance in front of the 2nd Street Cafe. Also on August 30th, it's Play Music on Your Porch Day and will be led at 7 p.m. at the Glennis Stone Farm in Downs. This weekend, there are several events at Wakanda Lake in Glen Elder State Park. Don't miss your chance to join in or watch the Glen Elder Lions Club Tractor Cruise. Registration starts at 7:30 in the morning, and it'll be leaving from the Osage Shelter House in the park at 8:30 a.m. Enjoy biscuits and gravy at the marina from 7:30 to 9 for a free will donation for marina improvements. Register for the boat poker run at the Glen Elder Marina from 10 a.m. to 11 or pre-register by texting Lydia at 545-4489. It will conclude at 3 p.m. at Sandy Beach and will be followed by a boat parade around the lake and past the north shores of Wakanda Lake. Everyone is encouraged to tune in from 4 to 5 p.m. on 96.3 for a special boat poker run playlist and gather at the shores to watch the parade. All boats that can maintain a speed of 10 miles per hour are encouraged to take part. See more at the Wakanda Lake Camping Club Facebook page. Sunday at the lake, join in on the golf cart dice run put on by the Glen Elder Library. Registration is from 3 to 4 at the marina, and the run goes throughout the park. For more information, call or text Cindy at 545-5265. The VFW Fish Fry in Glasgow is Sunday, August 31st at 5. Several Labor Day Memorial and commemorative celebrations will take place throughout the area on Monday, September 1st. Please have a safe and fun holiday weekend, and make sure to always have a sober captain and sober driver. Mark your calendars for the upcoming yearly North Central Kansas Youth and Outdoor Fair, September 6th, next weekend in Osborne. And mark your calendars for September 13th for the Lebanon Bash. Meet up with Lydia and Blake and have a good time in Lebanon. Thank you for listening to this week's Community Calendar, brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and DiscoverMitchellCounty.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Leo Lee Mick of Cocker City passed away on August 25th. Memorial services will be at 10 a.m. Saturday, August 30th at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Cocker City. Visitation will be from 6 to 7 p.m., followed by a rosary service at 7 p.m. Friday at the church. Cremation has taken place. Memorials may be given to the Cocker City Park Renovation Fund. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements, and condolences can be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Kevin M. Weber, age 60, of Omaha, passed away on August 17th. His Celebration of Life open house will be on August 31st from 3 to 7 p.m. at Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville. Please wear your Huskers, Red Wings, or Michigan gear, as Kevin would want to be celebrated by those he loved wearing the gear he loved. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials to ASPCA or St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, or can be mailed to Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville. Ron Duran of Downs passed away on August 24th. His services are scheduled for Tuesday, September 2nd at the First Christian Church in Downs at 2 o'clock. Interment will take place from 3 to 4 o'clock at the Downs Cemetery. Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments is in care of arrangements. Condolences may be left at SchoenFHM.com.
Don Leroy Goheen of Downs, Kansas, passed away peacefully on August 18, 2025, at the age of 76. Don was born on October 17, 1948. A graveside service was held at Rose Valley Cemetery in Downs Monday, August 25th. Memorials may be made to Downs Senior Center in care of Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Online condolences to SchoenFHM.com. Memorial services for Larry Gaskell, age 86, of Beloit, will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, August 29th at St. John's Catholic Church. Mr. Gaskell died August 18th. Cremation has taken place and there will be no visitation. Memorials may be given to the St. John's Catholic Church or the Purdue House. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals came back to beat the White Sox 5-4 last night on the south side. It all started in the eighth inning as Michael Garcia singled on a line drive to right field, scoring India and Frazier. In the ninth, Michael Massey singled in Mike Yastrzemski to make it 4-4, and Kyle Isbell Rangel drove in what would be the winning run as Jonathan India scored. Michael Lorenzen got the start for KC. He went 5 innings, giving up 7 hits, 4 runs, 1 walk while striking out 6. John Schreiber pitched the 6th, giving up 1 hit while striking out 2. Taylor Clark pitched the 7th, striking out a batter. Sam Long got the win in the 8th, giving up just a hit, and Carlos Estevez got his league-leading 35th save, striking out 2 in the 9th. The Royals now sit at 68-65 and will go for a series win on the south side tonight at Wright Field with Ryan Burgert on the mound for a 6:40 first pitch. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.